Last Thursday marked a turning point for the life and career of playwright Dominique Morisseau. She was one of 25 people selected by the MacArthur Foundation to receive what's informally known as a MacArthur Genius Fellowship, a grant of $625,000 that recipients can use however they'd like over the course of 5 years.
It allows us to be able to practice our art and to have space and time to create new work without having to have the burden of figuring out where our income is going to be derived from. You know, we don't have to find supplemental jobs to be able to do the work that we do. We can actually just be the writers that we're sort of been pushing to be all of our careers.
Morisseau has already carved out an impressive career for herself, writing the Broadway-bound musical Ain't Too Proud about the Temptations and serving in the writer's room for the Showtime series Shameless. She's also authored a series of plays set in Detroit, a city that's central to her identity.
Well, I'm from Detroit. I was born and raised there. My husband's from Detroit. My family lives there. And so for me, Detroit is personal. It's about family. I always say that Detroit is also a metaphor for Black America in this country, and then therefore America at large, I think. So when people are looking at the city, we're sort of looking at the social narrative, a narrative around race and economics in our nation. And so for me, it's important to be writing about that and writing from a place of within. I have so much love for the city because I have so much family there, and I had such a really particular upbringing there. And so I don't feel like Detroit has had a very human picture painted about it in terms of media exposure. And so for me, I want to be a narrator on the city that tells a more humane picture of our city.
In one of your most recent plays, you take on the issue that we're calling the school to prison pipeline, where children are essentially criminalized and at very young ages, and is something that's become a huge problem in the United States. How do you take a topic like that and bring it to the stage and keep audiences involved in such a heavy topic?
Well, first of all, I was an educator for many years, and I was raised by an educator. My mother was a teacher for 40 years in Highland Park, Michigan, which is I call it a sub-city inside of Detroit. And so because of that, I just have a vast knowledge about teaching. I've spent so much time in so many schools across New York City and all of, you know, the many public high schools and elementary schools. And I have a very close and personal relationship to teaching because of that, and to public school teachers and private school teaching. I've been in both. And so it looking at that topic, it's pandemic, really. And you have to look at it from really many angles. And so my play Pipeline is about looking at it through a mother who's trying to raise her son, but also a mother who's a teacher in a public school. So we get to see her relationship to the public school system, her son who goes to a private school and his relationship to that private school system. And we're looking at basically within the two forms of education, how institutions can fail children and educators, both in the public school, maybe infrastructurally, but in private schools, culturally. And both of those things are harmful to young people and can lead them to not having enough space for their total humanity and their emotionality as young, especially young Black and brown boys in our nation. And so that was important for me to try to explore.
Our producer who was putting this segment together found an interview that you had done with NPR, and here's where you say, I always say that we can't allow ourselves to be cherry-picked, you know, or to be the flavor of the month. Flavors come and go, and I think that it feels like we're being flavored right now as opposed to being institutionalized and grown up from the bottom up. And I think you were referring there to the opportunities that women of color specifically have within the creative field. Tell us a little bit about that. What do you see going forward as now a newly minted MacArthur Grant awardee, but also as a woman of color playwright?
Well, I think that change doesn't just look like putting people on the cover of things or on the brochures of things. It looks like infrastructural change. You know, you have to change leadership. And we're seeing that evidenced in large and small ways in our nation right now, right? Leadership, it comes from the top down. And so because that in theater in particular, it means programming is decided by leaders, you know, how a theater is run, how their marketing department is run, what kind of audiences they're bringing in. That's all decided by the institution. And so it takes people within that institution and leaders within that institution to have a very diverse background, and for women of color to be in more positions of power and where they're making those decisions. And so I think we need to see a shift in that. So the work that I do as an artist, my work is on the stage, but it's not just on the stage. It's also off the stage, because it's a time in the world where I feel that it doesn't make sense for me as a woman of color to have work about people of color and then there not to be people of color in the audience. There has to be an entire collective shift that invites audiences of diverse backgrounds into the house to have an experience together. That's what makes theater special, and that's what my work has to be the catalyst for.
And Dominique, I agree with you 100%, and I don't know how we make that change.
It starts first and foremost with community development. I think that there is an assumption about what people of color will and will not spend their money on, and that is by and large because people are not following the buying patterns of people of color. To suggest that we don't have the money or won't spend it on things that are this significant is false. I think it is also, it's about cultivating a relationship that makes people want to spend their money on something. That's what theater hasn't figured out. But I do also think affordability of tickets is a big deal, and that needs to be addressed in theater. There's too much of a disparity between ticket prices, especially when you're talking about Broadway. But the biggest thing, I think, is community development, which means you cannot expect people to come to you, leave their communities to come over to see something at your house if you are not ever willing to go to them. You have to be willing to take work out into their community, offer them something for free. I always use it in terms of like food. I say, you know, why would I leave my house where I know that I can cook? I have my food to come to your house and eat your food. And I don't even know that you can cook. And you brought me zero samples. Like, why would I spend money to come to your house to eat your food? And I don't even know that I like your food. That doesn't make sense. You have to woo me. Give me some samples. Bring me out and show me that I'm not just a flavor, but somebody that you're really trying to cultivate a meaningful relationship with. That is the kind of thing that I think is missing and that we have to start doing and being way more active about.
Dominique Morisseau is a playwright whose work includes Skeleton Crew and Pipeline. Thank you so much, Dominique.
Thank you.